Welcome back, Michael Warren Thomas. It's the Grapevine at SaverLife.com, and it is the holiday season, which means a lot of people are going to be buying wine, maybe not to bring to family and friends as much as to consume themselves or to ship to those family and friends that they're not going to be able to travel to visit this holiday season. And I hope you'll consider making that some local wine. From the Finger Lakes, from Western New York, from all around us, there are wineries and some fantastic wines. And maybe, you know, 30 years ago, you gave a local wine to someone and kind of half apologized, saying, you know, it's the best we've got. It's, you know, it's pretty good. Hope you enjoy it. Trying to support the local economy. But, you know, that was 30 years ago. And there were some really good wines back then, just not as many. And these days, you really can't go wrong with the wineries that are in New York State. There are some fantastic wines, and you can proudly send those wines and, you know, show your excitement about what New York State is doing and the immense diversity of wines that are available is remarkable and perhaps unique in the world of wine. There really aren't any wine regions that I know of that have the diversity of wine that's offered here. So whatever you're looking for, whatever you think friends or family might like, you can probably find some of it here. Even pretty high alcohol, very rich, dry reds, they're not warm climate reds, but there are some wineries making some deep red, rich wines that might surprise you if the only dry reds you've had from New York State are Merlot from Long Island and a very light Cabernet Franc, very European Cabernet Franc, maybe from the Finger Lakes. And those are still there, but they are the winemakers are really pushing to expand the diversity of what's being made here. So if you're looking for anything in particular, email me, michael@saverlife.com, and I'll try to give you some ideas. And the wineries ship to pretty much every state, most states, 30-plus states. And with the Vino Shipper, which is a company that handles transactions, it looks like that's allowing some wineries to expand into shipping to states that they couldn't before. And so lots of options for sending wine and lots of great deals out there. $5 and $10 flat rate shipping for cases of wine, which is, you know, a half to maybe a third of what you would normally pay to ship a case of wine. Also, wineries often give you a discount on a case of wine. So you might want to do curbside pickup and get a case of wine, as well as ship several to family and friends. I saw a note on Facebook from Mike Countryman at Point of the Bluff Vineyards. They have partnered with Glenn Curtis Museum, and just a few days ago, as the result of the fundraising efforts that they've done with their Hangar 17 white wine that's in a can. It's got a cool label and is sold out, by the way. They donated $2,147 to the Glenn Curtis Museum, which, in these days of a pandemic, when organizations have seen so many fewer visitors, just every organization pretty much is struggling. And I'm sure the Glenn Curtis Museum was ecstatic to get the $2,000 check from Point of the Bluff. And Mike Countryman, longtime winemaker in the Finger Lakes, was a winemaker at Casa Larga for a long time. And now he and Belinda have owned Point of the Bluff for quite a few years. And one of the reasons that Hangar 17, Curtis White, sold out was won a gold medal at the International Canned Wine Competition. And I didn't know there was a canned wine competition, but there's enough cans of wine out there that it's a good idea. I got to look it up, see what other cans of wine won in that competition. But again, clearly one of the best wines in that competition, and pretty inexpensive wine also. So what Point of the Bluff said, we've joined forces with Glenn Curtis Museum to raise money to celebrate one of Hammond Sport's favorite sons, a local hero and pioneer aviator, Glenn Curtis. The Finger Lakes wine lovers and history enthusiasts can all raise a can in congratulations over this fun and inspirational ongoing partnership. So again, December 4th, they had the presentation of the money to Glenn Curtis Museum, $2,147. Great collaboration. And if you don't know much about Glenn Curtis, a lot of people have heard, you know, about his work with airplanes and, you know, seaplanes, but you really need to go to the museum to read about him online and maybe do a little fun research this winter to learn more about him. He was a fascinating person, and his work in aviation and in entrepreneurship and innovation are amazing. He set the land speed record. I think it was 1906, something like that, on a beach in Florida on a motorcycle, going, I don't know, like 130 miles an hour, which on a motorcycle in 1906 on a beach, I guess it's a softer landing, but you know, beach sand at 130 miles an hour probably doesn't feel a lot different than, you know, asphalt. He didn't crash, but he set the land speed record for motorcycles in the early 1900s, and invented and patented a bunch of airplane features, which were crucial in the development of airplanes and fighting world wars. His work was one of the key things which you know, raised aviation quality and just phenomenal stories. So do some research on Glenn Curtis, partly so that when this pandemic is over and in 2021 family and friends come to visit, you'll say, we got to go see the Glenn Curtis Museum. You know, there's a wine museum part of Glenn Curtis Museum, which is fun to see. But you know, if you have someone in the family who's interested in motorcycles, and it might never occur to you to bring them to the Glenn Curtis Museum, but they have some really cool motorcycles because that was part of his life, and many other facets of his life. And the museum is really beautifully done. They have it's a relatively new entrance to the museum. I hadn't been down there in a few years, and it looks great. And it's just south of Hammondsport, so maybe a mile south of Hammondsport. Very close to Taylor Wine Company and Pleasant Valley Wine Company and Chateau Renaissance and the Pleasant Valley Inn. And there are a bunch of properties just south of Hammondsport. And Hammondsport's only an hour and 20 minutes from Rochester, so put that on your calendar of things to do at some point. Go down to the Glenn Curtis Museum, and we'll let you know when more cans of the Hangar 17 Curtis White are available. Probably only a few months away, early 2021, according to Mike Countryman. So you can follow them on Facebook, Point of the Bluff Vineyards. It's Cuca Lake and one of the relatively newer wineries in the Finger Lakes. The if you have comments, questions, you can email me, michael@saverlife.com, and let me know if you hear about things that are going on. It must have been not unexpected, but especially crushing for restaurants to in the Rochester area, many of them, to be put under the orange zone and have to shut down indoor dining completely. I mean, they were only at, I think, 50% capacity, so they weren't filling restaurants, but they were at least bringing in some more income. And restaurants struggle with 100% capacity, so 50% was not the long term answer, but it was something. And it must, just as a restaurant owner or wait staff member or chef, cook, dishwasher, it must just felt like a huge body blow to have the indoor dining taken away. And you know, it didn't have to be this way. If we had a different administration that was handling this pandemic, which listened to science from the beginning, we would have most of our businesses probably open. Maybe some restrictions, but probably open. But instead, we had an administration and frankly, a party of Republicans who don't believe in science. And as Governor Cuomo has said a number of times, you know, if you don't believe in science and you don't feel it's necessary to protect other people by wearing a mask, and you know you didn't feel that way over the last 6 months, you know, maybe you should skip hospitals too, because they're full of science. And maybe you don't need doctors or nurses because they're trained in science. And you know, maybe thoughts and prayers are all you need, that would be fine. Except that what happens is people get sick. A whole bunch of Republicans have gotten sick. Legislators, Congress members, and not to mention the president and a lot of his staff have gotten sick. And you know, one of the reasons they've gotten better so quickly is that they've had access to the best science, the best drugs to help in recovery. And those drugs are not available to most of the people around the world. And yet they continue, even after getting the coronavirus and recovering from the coronavirus, using drugs that are not available to other people, they have continued to flout the mask wearing and continued to avoid a lot of the precautions that are smart, according to science. And so, you know, I realize now that I left the conservative radio station, it's highly unlikely I have too many conservative listeners. And so, you know, my rants about this will not change anyone's mind, but you know, it's just sometimes things you got to get off your chest. And the fact that Republicans can't stand up to Trump in any way, over anything, they can't do anything against what he says, and especially the impacts of that regarding this pandemic, that's one of the key reasons that businesses are going to shut down, and we're going to lose independent restaurants, many perhaps over the next 6 months, and it didn't have to be this way. We could have been smart about this. We could have listened to science, but the Republicans did not. And I hate to make it a party issue. But you know, frankly, it pretty much is. The Republican Party is has no spine. And if they had stood up to Trump and said, you know, we have to mandate mask wearing so that we don't have to shut down businesses, maybe we'd probably be in a much better place right now. But we aren't. It's heartbreaking to see people dying and businesses shutting down, all because people wouldn't listen to science. It's that simple. So do the best you can in supporting our local restaurants. As I said yesterday, you can buy gift cards. You can get takeout, curbside pickup, delivery. You can buy wine, spirits, cocktails when you buy a meal, which is something you couldn't have done before the pandemic. You can just tell friends and others on social media about these restaurants and how easy it was to get your meal and put up a photo of what you got. And, again, your purchase is not going to keep that restaurant open, but your excitement over your purchase and the people that inspires, that might keep the restaurant open. You probably have a wider reach than you realize on social media. You can also just call a couple friends, or when you talk to them, mention the restaurant. Say, this was a great place. I was thinking about one restaurant in particular this morning as I posted or shared a article from City Newspaper about John Borick, who is a fellow 19th Ward member here and is fighting a tough battle with leukemia. And it's a fascinating article about his background, his history here in Rochester, and all the things he's done to make Rochester a more interesting, more creative, more fun place to live. And the Village Green Bookstore, it was business that he opened. And for those of you who don't remember the Village Green Bookstore, maybe you moved here after it closed, it was a wonderful gathering place. It was open when I first came to Rochester. And if you read the article in the City Newspaper and you wonder, where was the Village Green? It's where the restaurant Cedar is located, on Monroe Avenue near 490, just a little closer to the city from 490, across from the Monroe Library and Monroe Y. And so Cedar Restaurant is in that Village Green space. And I think it was a video store in between those, and maybe a few other things, but Cedar is a fabulous restaurant. If you haven't been there, Mediterranean restaurant, some really delicious food, and some of the friendliest people behind the counter that I've run into in restaurants. It's funny how, when you go into restaurants, most people are, they're nice, they're welcoming, but there's a few that really stand out. Norman Brown at the Arnett Cafe is one of those in the 19th Ward. He's on Arnett Boulevard, right across the street from the Arnett Library. And just one of the most inviting people. And I've really felt similarly at Cedar with the staff that they have. So, if you read that article and wonder where Village Green Bookstore was, it's where Cedar is located. And if you have some favorite restaurants or some great dishes, let me know. Send me a note, michael@saverlife.com. If you've been visiting some wineries or doing some virtual tastings, there are a bunch of wineries that are doing various forms of virtual tastings. Billsboro has done a number of them. Living Roots has. Living Roots does some kind of tasting size bottles. They have rebottled their wine, kind of like Christopher Bates did and is going to do more of, except Christopher Bates' FLX Provisions, FLX Table is using wines from around the world and rebottling them into 6-ounce small bottles for tastings. Living Roots is doing that with their own wines. So, again, it's a small format, which is kind of fun, and again, something that very few wineries have done. So if you're looking for an interesting wine experience, you know, there are a bunch of wineries that could potentially set up a virtual tasting where, you know, they shipped maybe 6 wines to you and the same 6 wines to a family member in Michigan or in Tennessee or in, you know, New Mexico. And then via Zoom, you could potentially do a virtual tasting with someone from the winery and you and your family members. And it's not like being at the winery, but it would be a pretty cool experience during this pandemic to have that diversion and that direct connection to a winery. So if you want to do something like that, there's still time to ship wine, and I can give you some suggestions on wineries to check with. It's been a brutal year for so many businesses, but you know, this is a wine show, so got to focus a little bit on the wineries. And and Glenora, Gene Pierce posted his weekly Glenora Gazette and said that a year ago, this past Friday was the first day of the Deck the Halls weekend, and they looked back at their numbers because there is no Deck the Halls event this year. Visitor count had declined by 93% from a year ago, same day. That's just, those are just brutal numbers. Sales are down by 67%. So that's good. I mean, it's better than sales dropping by 93%. But, you know, any business that has sales drop by 67% is going to struggle to survive. So he said, Gene also said, when he was looking out his office window yesterday morning, there were 8 cars in the parking lot. At the inn, there were about 30 in the parking lot of the inn last year. So again, you can, and wineries that sold a fair amount of wine to restaurants, that's they're not selling much of that. So wineries that depended on distribution for sales are getting some sales through wine shops. I think the wine stores are generally doing pretty well, if not talking to one wine store employee, they thought that their store was way up over 2019. But obviously restaurant sales of wine way down, and the you know, the holiday buying season is a big one for wine and spirits, etc. So we can find a way to support our local businesses, and this holiday buying season with gifts and food, etc. Keep in mind that you can buy local cheeses, you can buy local clothing, you can buy, you know, local art, local music. And there's so much that's offered here in our community, and that will keep the money in our community rather than sending it elsewhere. When you buy at a big box store, that money leaves town for pretty much forever. A little bit of it stays because they have employees they have to pay here, but the rest of it leaves town. Whereas when you buy locally, major portion of that money stays here and then is recycled. It goes into other small businesses, which then pay other small businesses for things. And your money has this multiplier effect that is crucial in our local economy. So, keep our area so strong as it is right now and with independent businesses by supporting them and shifting your buying habits somewhat. Maybe you still go to big box stores for some things, but you do less of that. And if you have trouble finding something, send me an email. Perhaps I can give you some ideas. Michael@saverlife.com. We'll be back on Saturday with gardening restaurants and discover the Finger Lakes. You got to keep in mind the Brighton Farmers Market is open today, but very limited hours, 10 to 11:30 outside at the Brighton High School parking lot. And the Rochester Public Market has holidays at the market going on today. Should be a festive time at the Rochester Public Market. We'll be back next weekend. Have a great day. Michael Warren Thomas here at SaverLife.com.